Before we dive into this episode, I have an exciting offer for you. You know that my passion is simplifying formulation for all hairstylists. Right now, my best-selling masterclass, Hair Color Formulation Simplified, is on sale for only $47. To get yours now, simply go to my website, www.expertcolorsolutions.com/simple. Hello, hey, and welcome to Ask the Color Expert. My name is Elaine Travis. I am a career hair colorist, independent educator, and author of the book, A Colorful Journey. I'm here every week sharing tips, tricks, and stories that are all things hair color. Thanks for joining me, and let's get started. The Ask the Color Expert podcast is proudly sponsored by Kin North America. Kin is available directly to salons with no middleman, and they pass that savings on to you. They carry color, retail, and texture products, and they're all developed and manufactured in their factory in Spain. After more than 90 years in business, Kin is still owned by the founding family. They are passionate about being the very best they can be. For more information on Kin, contact Gary at kinnorthamerica.com. If you follow me, you know that I do not work for any manufacturer, but I do love to share things that I love using in my own salon in Pennsylvania. We are proud users of the Kin color. We get excellent gray coverage and excellent support. Welcome back to the Ask the Color Expert podcast. In today's episode, I want to share a section from my book, A Colorful Journey, which was a passion project several years ago during a snowstorm in Pennsylvania. I was a frustrated salon owner thinking, why do I have to keep repeating the same things over and over and over to train new people? I have to be able to put it in one spot and have people just access it and not have to constantly repeat myself because these things don't usually change very much. These are fundamentals. So in chapter 6, I talk about simplifying startup and how important it is to really give an amazing consultation with your clients. After 36 years behind the chair myself, what I notice is that the most things that go wrong in any given service when there is a need for an adjustment, I can always trace it back to a rushed consultation or worse, a completely avoided and skipped consultation because you're running behind, you don't have enough time for the client as it is, you go in with a full assumption that your guest is getting exactly what they've always gotten. A lot of us are guilty of that, like, oh, same as before, right? So all of that comes into play, and when a proper consultation doesn't happen, a lot of things can go wrong. I share a quote often when I'm teaching that I've heard. I can't give credit to anyone because I don't know who said it, but they say, you are born with two ears and one mouth so that you can listen more than you speak. And now that I'm in my 50s, I really understand the impact of that statement. My husband and I both are chitty chatters. We like to talk a lot. And what we realized as we got older is that we became uncomfortable with awkward silences. If we were out with other couples for dinner and things got quiet, we felt like we had to tell a funny story about our kids or about us and just fill in the void. And I think as hairstylists, we become hairstylists because we love people. We love to be in community with other people. We love to be social. So of course we like to talk a lot. But what happens is if you're busy talking, you're not actively listening. And the most important part of a consultation, especially for hair color, listening is key. It's really important to listen for, I call them the breadcrumbs that the clients leave. They leave these breadcrumbs along the way telling you exactly what direction to go in. And a lot of times we're not leaning in and listening. We're listening to wait for the opening so that we can speak. And I say that for myself, and probably some of you listening are guilty of it as well. So as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little bit more quiet. I know you can't believe that because I talk a lot on this podcast, but I do try to listen and really hear what the other person's saying versus trying to wait for an opening to speak. So here are my top tips for a successful consultation every single time. Number one, make the client feel welcome. Go out of your way to put yourself in their position of, if they're a first-time client, they don't know where they were supposed to park. They were stressed about parking. They get into the building and they don't really know where to check in. They don't know where to hang their coat. They don't know where to get a glass of water, and they don't know where the restroom is. So putting yourself in their position and really taking the time to give them, you know, a little bit of a tour while they're there, showing them where everything is, will go a long way in their comfort. Number two, greet with a handshake and eye contact and use their name as frequently as possible. Now, I know the COVID pandemic changed everything with handshakes and people are more germophobic now, but there is something to be said for eye contact and a firm handshake as the first impression that you're making on another person, especially the eye contact. So, you know, greet them. If they're sitting, you sit. If they're standing, you stand. Get on their level. Give them a proper handshake and eye contact and repeat their name back to them. Hi, Jill, welcome to the salon. I'm so happy to meet you. Jill, I'm going to have you follow me back to my styling chair where we're going to have the full consultation. Whatever it is that you're saying, just keep saying her name a few times. Number one, how many times have you forgotten someone's name halfway through the service, especially when they're new? And this just reaffirms to you their name. It makes more of a connection and it makes them feel seen and heard. Number three, create a consultation environment by being eye level with the client. So I talked about if she's standing, you stand. If she's sitting, you sit. You want to be on their level and resist the urge to cross your arms. It's very normal to get into a crossed arm position when we are uncomfortable. We're meeting someone for the first time. We don't know what to do with our hands, so we tend to cross them across our bodies. And it's very intimidating, especially if the client is in a seated position and you're standing over them with your arms crossed, they're going to be triggered by maybe a teacher that wasn't so nice or a parent that was constantly crossing their arms and yelling at them. So don't set that dynamic up by having those awkward arms crossed. Just sit down across from them and put your hands in your lap is what I like to do best. I kind of cross my legs, cross my hands on my lap, and I talk to them face to face. Number four, never talk through the mirror. I'm sure most of you listening to this are like, oh crap, I didn't even realize that I do that. But we tend to stand behind the guest and we talk to ourselves and the guest through the mirror. You're going to want to turn that client around and sit down on a cutting stool or, you know, some sort of something you can be on their level and sit and have an eye-to-eye, face-to-face conversation for the consultation. I promise you, it will make a huge difference in the result and how comfortable your client is right off the bat. Number five, use visual examples, preferably not the color chart. Refer to a lookbook or magazines or my personal favorite, an iPad. So have an iPad or an iPhone with a gallery, short hair, medium hair, long hair, blonde hair, red hair, brown hair, multidimensional hair, really pale ash blondes, golden blondes, you know, copper blondes, have different categories so that you can get to a photo quickly and easily. But when your client describes, we just had this happen, I just hosted an amazing 2-day retreat with my insider, Hair Color Secrets Insider Inner Circle members, just came to see me in beautiful sunny Florida. They spent a weekend with me at a beautiful hotel, and we had all kinds of special presenters, and we talked about color mostly, and one of our models requested strawberry blonde. What she requested and how she described it would have gotten her a very bright copper result in 90% of hair colors that were listening to her speak. Instead, she ended up with a really pale, barely copper, true strawberry leaning towards a golden blonde was the result. And she literally cried when we turned her around and put her in the mirror because she was so afraid she was going to be a carrot top, you know, orange haired copper. So communication is huge, but using visual examples, because when she verbally described the color, she said, I want strawberry, but I don't want orange and I don't want pink. And I was like, okay, strawberry is either orange or pink. So if she doesn't want either, it sounds like she wants a really warm blonde. So we had to keep digging to get to that answer, that it was really just a warm blonde with just a slight tinge of palest copper in there. Number six, consider the lighting. Lighting in salons is the least paid attention to thing when building out a salon and the most important thing that is needed. I hooked up with a lighting specialist that I just happened to stumble upon when I was buying lighting for my salon. He greeted me at the door of the lighting store and he said, "I don't even need to see your salon. I just need the square footage and where your stations are going to be." He said, "I did my master's in college on the psychological ramifications of lighting in the workplace. If you go to my YouTube is just Elaine Travis. The opening video that comes up on my YouTube is that lighting video, because that's how important I think lighting is. How many times has a client said to you, 'Oh my gosh, I love my hair, it looks great,' and then 2 hours later calls you in tears because she's in her bathroom, in her house, and she absolutely hates her color? So you want your lighting to be as closely mimicking sunlight and natural light as possible. And there are special full spectrum bulbs that you can get to replace fluorescent light bulbs and to replace regular light bulbs in all of your lighting fixtures. So do yourself a favor. If you're constantly doing redos and adjustments because the lighting in your salon is not right, take the time to fix the lighting. It's not your skills as a colorist that need to be sharpened. It's your environment and your lighting source. Huge, huge, huge change. Number seven, schedule your consultation time for a minimum of 15 minutes. I know a lot of people try to jam it in for 5 minutes, but in my opinion, 15 minutes is necessary. I usually like to take a little bit longer. And if 15 minutes is not possible, I highly recommend implementing virtual consultations. The Strawberry Blonde model that I spoke of, we did a virtual consultation before she came to the show. Number one, the show was at a hotel, so I had to have all the right color with me for any version of copper that she was going to ask for. So I needed to get my eyes on her, number one, to make sure she was a good model for me and that, you know, what we were doing could happen in the allotted time. So doing those virtual consultations, number one, how many times have you been stood up by a new client? Because they make an appointment with you and they make three other appointments, and whichever one they feel like showing up for, they show up for, but they don't have the courtesy to cancel with you. We have found that when a client shows up on time and does the virtual appointment for the consultation, they tend to have a higher percentage show up rate for the actual appointment because they've taken time with you. They've met you virtually. They've made a little bit of a contact. They feel a little more comfortable. So doing those virtual consultations, now you're not stretching your day out by adding in those in-salon consultations, but you know how much time you need to book. You know how to properly price that client when they come, and you make sure that you have all the proper products that you're going to need in case you're in a suite and you have minimum product at all times. You have to be prepared. Number eight, give the client your undivided attention. Do not multitask during the consult. Don't talk to a coworker. Don't pay attention to the radio or change the channel. Really lean in and make sure your client feels seen and heard. And don't miss the breadcrumbs that we talked about. Really pay attention, because 5 extra minutes in the consultation may save you 5 hours of correcting something that you misunderstood. I can't stress that enough. Number nine, find out who referred her to you. The chances are they have the same color personality. Example, funky, traditional, classic, etc. So a client gets referred to you, and it's your fun client that changes her color every month. She goes from platinum blonde to crimson red to Kardashian black and back. Chances are her friend is going to be the same. So you're going to make sure that you leave extra time for her consultation and for her service, because she may be fun and wild like your client that sent her. Or the flip side is, if you have a really conservative client who's strictly gray coverage, just wants to look like she did the day she was born, doesn't want anything jazzy, her friend may be exactly like her as well. So find out who referred, to both thank the client that referred them and also kind of get an idea of basically what kind of personal information you can talk about and not offend the client. You know the personality of your existing client. Birds of a feather, you know how that goes. They're going to be pretty similar to each other in their personality. Number 10, ask open-ended questions to get the client to do most of the talking. You'll get her to open up more if you become a good listener. While she's talking, look for clues such as, my last color was too light, too dark, not red enough, etc. She is changing colors for a reason. Get to the bottom of why. People don't just show up in your chair for color when they've been having color for 10 years unless their stylist moves away or passes away. Other than those two reasons, she is in your chair for a reason. And if she says, just match what I have, she's lying to you. You want to dig deeper and find out why she's really there. So listen to the breadcrumb clues. Number 11, I already said, because I always jump ahead. Do more listening than talking. If you are doing all the talking, you cannot get to the root of the problem she has with her color. We have two ears and one mouth so that we can do twice as much listening than talking. So that's a reminder on number 11. Number 12, some examples of open-ended questions would be, tell me about your last color experience. How long have you had the same color? Have you ever had a hair color you did not like? Tell me about it. If you had a magic wand and I could give you any hair color, what would it be? Notice I did not say, what are we doing today? That goes right through me when I hear someone say that. Imagine if you went to the doctor and you sat in their office and they said, what kind of medicine would you like me to give you today? You're there because they're the professional and you want their opinion to fix something that's broken. They are in your chair because they want their color fixed and they want you to be the expert. So ask leading questions. Don't say, what are we doing today? Number 13, discuss maintenance. She may choose Jennifer Aniston's color, but be a natural level 4 that hasn't had a root touch-up visit in over 10 weeks. It is your job to explain the maintenance on such a look and discuss other options as well as pricing. You have to get comfortable discussing pricing because there's nothing worse than a client going up to the desk and getting sticker shock. It could have been avoided by you having the uncomfortable conversation before you actually do their hair. Number 14, nothing will make you lose a client faster than not explaining the price and the maintenance prior to checking out at the front desk. Surprises will always be paid for, but not only will the client feel taken advantage of, if she loves the color, she will not be back and certainly won't be sending her friends. So she can absolutely be obsessed with the color that you gave her, but if she has that hijack moment at the desk where she thought she was spending $100 and her total was $350, you dropped the ball in the consultation and it's not fair. You didn't give her a choice whether to say yes or no to what you had planned for her hair. Yes, they give us pictures. Yes, they have high expectations, but you have to set the expectation on their end and say, I can absolutely turn you into Jennifer Aniston today. However, it's a 3-step process and the minimal maintenance is every 4 weeks. Are you prepared to come and spend blank on your regrowth every 4 weeks, whatever your retouch price is, as well as highlight appointments every 2 months? Whatever the maintenance is, you really need to spell that out and get the okay. And then that leads me to number 15. Always give at least 3 options of services and price plans. Okay, what I'm hearing you say, repeat back to them. You want your gray covered, you want some dimension through your mids and ends, you want it super shiny, and you want a lot of different tones and highlights in there. Yes, that's what I want. Okay, great. So your single process retouch is going to be $95. Your dimensional foils are going to be $150. Your final glaze is going to be $70. So you spell it out and you say that is option 1. Option 2, we can just cover the gray today and we can hold off on the dimension for the next visit. Option 3, we can do the retouch and the dimension, but we'll hold off on the final glaze until, 2 weeks from now. So you're giving them options to pick a price point and a time commitment that they are comfortable with. Number 16, find out her hair color history. If you do enough digging, you will find out she was a double process 2 months ago, and all that bleached hair is lying underneath the Kim Kardashian shade you are now looking at. How many times have you had a guest sit in your chair and you think, oh, she has dark hair, she wants to go light, I'm just going to lighten it with bleach. But you didn't get to the bottom of the fact that she was a blonde 6 weeks ago and that there's black color on top of the blonde. The blonde didn't go anywhere. It's still underneath. 17, create your own color release form to protect yourself and put any concerns in writing and have the client sign it. In the Hair Color Secrets Insider course, we have a whole module on forms to protect you on client consultation. We are very particular in what we write before we start the consults, before we start the color service, especially on corrective color. So get yourself a color release form and hold on to those forms for 7 years. Number 18, create an emotional connection. Here is where the famous 80-20 rule applies. 20% of people actually care to make a personal connection and do all of the things up until number 18. If you don't create that emotional connection, you're simply a, you're a technician doing a service and someone can replace you. A monkey can replace you. As long as the formula is, you know, mixed up by the next person, they can do the same thing that you did. But when there's an emotional connection, there's a relationship there and they're going to come back for you. Even if the client loves your color, if you haven't made that connection, you will eventually lose her. Number 19, find out why she is coloring her hair today, especially if it is her first time. So don't always assume that the guest wants a total and complete change. Sometimes they just want a shift in tone and you can do a simple semi-permanent color and just give her a little bit of pop of red that she sees underneath a light. You're not totally shifting her hair with permanent color. Number 20, some of the reasons include brighten or highlight the natural color, give more body and texture to the hair, cover or blend gray/white hair, or enhance features such as bring out their eyes or warm up their skin tone. 21, pay close attention to her body language during the consultation. Is she smiling while you're talking or does she look like she's in the electric chair? Is she nodding in agreement with what you're discussing? Are her eyes smiling or is she squinting in suspicion? Is she sitting upright and attentive or does she look like she's halfway off the chair in case she decides to bolt? Are her arms crossed? So body language, I could do a whole separate podcast on. Body language is huge, 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 and gives you all the tips that you need. 22, use professional terms that are less scary to the client. Don't say dye, say tint. Instead of bleach, say lightener. Instead of strip your color, lift your color. Two-tone, dimension or contrast. Peroxide, developer. They're just softer words and they make it sound much more professional and can lead to you charging a higher ticket. 23, know when to say no thank you. If after you have completed a professional consult, you can sense the client is still uneasy and apprehensive, politely say, based on our conversation, I really don't feel comfortable doing your hair color service at this time. I think it's best if you schedule a consultation with a couple of other colorists and see if you find someone else who may better suit your needs. There is nothing wrong with saying no. It is better to lose a potential client this way than to perform a service you know they will be unhappy with and have them badmouthing you all over town and even worse on Yelp, the dreaded platform of Yelp. You do not want bad Yelps. They follow you everywhere. They're impossible to erase. And sometimes you're not even at fault. It's just someone being nasty. 24, talk about lifestyle and clothing. Don't suggest a look that won't coincide with her overall fashion image. So if the client comes in sporting yoga wear and you're giving them this couture high maintenance double processed blonde that she always needs a bold red lip to carry off, you're not doing her any favors. Take in how they're dressed, how they show up. Do they have makeup on at their appointment? If they don't, chances are they don't wear it very often. And you want to make sure that the color complements their skin without their makeup on. And last but not least, be authentic. Be professional, but be yourself. If you put on an act on the first visit, the client will see right through it. And on the second visit, choose not to come back. You know, we all tend to be a little more buttoned up and professional when someone's brand new. And then as they come back and see us, we tend to get a little more comfortable. We talk about more personal conversation. We might let a little curse word slip in there. We get super comfortable. But try to be authentically yourself. Even if you're a little more polished, that's fine. But don't act like a completely different person on the first visit, because after the second visit, they're going to leave anyway when they see that you're not being genuine. So I hope that these 25 tips helped you in your consultation. And I hope that this is just a tease of what you will learn from me when you become an insider. The Hair Color Secrets Insider course is over 100 lessons that are all things hair color, branding, how you should dress in the salon, how to schedule your hours, pricing, you know, hair color techniques, corrective techniques, foundations of formulation. The Hair Color Secrets Insider course is now available year-round. We used to only open and close twice a year, and we found that people, it was just stalling their progress, waiting for an opening. So now it's open all year. So head to my website, www.expertcolorsolutions.com, and join the insiders today and watch your hair color business grow as well as your income. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you for listening to the Ask the Color Expert podcast. Please subscribe and be sure to leave a review. For more information on hair color education, please visit my website, www.expertcolorsolutions.com. See you soon.